Is that too much still? Too loud?
Providing inspiration and community for women in business of Middle Tennessee. This is Powered by Her with Tiffany Anton.
I've been podcasting for a little bit today, and so maybe I'm a little, it's the afternoon.
Are you loopy?
I might be a little loopy.
I'm always like,
and I feel like you're getting a little more loopy than me.
I get loopy. This might be.
We got Cindy Hankins in today. If you listened to last week's episode, you heard us talking kind of about her journey and her skill set and what it's like to be a wife and a mom and figure out owning your own business and all the things. So go back and listen to last week's episode too. But today we're going to talk about survival mode.
Being strategic versus just surviving.
Yes. Strategic versus survival mode. And oh my gosh. I mean, I say this a lot. All I know is women, right? I'm a woman. So that's all I can really go with. And I feel like I operate in survival mode way too often. I should not be doing that.
Are you okay?
I am okay at the moment, but I've talked a little bit about burnout in previous episodes, and I'm like, yeah, I feel like I like to live life like right at the edge of the cliff, but then I fall off and then I'm like, please, I'm done. Like, I got to check out of all of it because I'm just so much in survival mode. It's like, yeah. What fires to put out when, and yeah, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, so I think life in general is super fast paced right now, and I think expectations on people and then on women specifically are really unrealistic.
Yeah.
To be like quite honest, unrealistic for the amount of time we have. I always think like we're not machines, we're people.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to sleep, we need to eat, we need to take care of ourselves, we need to hopefully have some creative pursuit, and we need to have meaningful connection, and you know, that all takes time.
Do you think that you take the time? You're much more, would you classify yourself as type A?
I would, but I guess so.
I've been told I shouldn't classify other people.
I have been classified by that a lot. And I'm okay. Like currently in my life, I'm trying to figure out if that's the real me or yeah. If I've been conditioned to survive in our modern day
the Enneagram
world.
6 yeah. Says that you need to be, you know, you have to be type A. So there's no other way you can be it. Yeah. So I am not. And so I do just fly by the seat.
Are you really not?
No.
I would have totally pegged you as like type A, get it done, just yeah, but no nonsense.
I think of type A as like organized.
I guess
let us know in the comments of the podcast. Is type A organized or not organized?
I feel like type A can be either. They're just like the get it done person. Okay. Like, do it now. Like, I'm going to do it. Let's do it. They're like, let's do the basketball game. Let's go to here. Let's go to this party. Yeah.
Let's get this event planned and done.
Yeah. Like, let's do it.
I think when I think of strategic versus survival mode, I don't think anything I do is ever strategic. I need the people around me to be more strategic and think things through because I'm like, okay, I got to get this done. And so I'm 5 miles down the road while we're still at the start line because I'm just like that. My mind is racing. So I guess I always think of the type A people as really that like, okay, we're starting here and we're here's step two, here's step three.
Yeah.
And then they know the things of like how to get it. I couldn't probably recreate anything I ever do, like unless I have people around me that have like documented things.
Or, sure.
You know, I've worked on that, but that's not who I am in my core. I operate in that survival mode all the time. Do you think, so I started by saying, do you think you're type A? So do you think it's easier for you to operate strategically? I mean, you talked in the last episode about daily, you journal, you think about how your day went. Weekly, you do that. Monthly, you do that. I don't even know the last time I sat down and thought about any of those things.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, wait, what was the question?
Strategic.
Yeah, 100%. I like to be strategic. It's not always possible.
Yeah.
Sometimes life happens and you just have to take care of something and you have to be flexible. But yeah, I like things to be planned. I like things to be intentional. I like to know my reason for doing something. I have a really hard time doing something if I feel like it's pointless. Yeah, 100%.
Do you have a hard time working with people who aren't strategic then?
It depends on their presentation of it. Like if they recognize that they need some help, you know, putting a process on things or being strategic, and they're open to suggestions so that a team can work together well, like, that's fine. But if it's somebody that maybe like runs a million miles an hour and is just very reactive, mm-hmm. I don't do well in that environment because it's too fast paced and I can't process anything and I don't know why we're doing.
And I think for me, I think self-awareness really is what makes a difference of things. Mm. If you can be self-aware to know, okay, here's a blind spot for me and I need to put the people on my team or in my life, whatever, sure. whether it's personally or professionally, because this is a blind spot that I need help with, I do well with that. But mm-hmm. if you're going to just hire people on your team that it's like, oh, well, I helter skelter and this feels right. It's like, well, what are they? Are they filling a need or are they just a yeah. body taking space? Maybe I kind of feel that way of my closest circle of friends too, of like really trying to say, which is interesting because I'm probably a little bit more critical of myself. I mean, aren't we all, right? A little bit more critical mm-hmm. of ourselves. And so I think often I'm like, well, I don't do anything strategically. I'm just always fly by the seat of my pants. But I do with the people in my life. I'm you know, intentional about that. And I really try and live an intentional life, which I think is kind of the difference between strategic and survival mode.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I think you're usually different people are strategic about different things. So it's like what matters to you. Mm-hmm. And I think in a perfect world, like the things that need to be taken care of, but maybe don't matter to us so much, like maybe things we don't like to do, you have someone in your life that can step in and be strategic about that and help you with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're great. I think you're very intentional about relationships and touching base with people and stuff. And that is its own strategery, if you will. So yeah.
Skill set. Do you feel like you get uncomfortable? So you are more strategic in your core of who you are. Mm-hmm. I think that goes along with the Enneagram 6. Do you think that you are less comfortable when you have to be in survival mode? Because like you said, sometimes we just, things come up and we're not always able to just think it through. You know, something in your house goes, the heating goes out. Well, you got to figure out how to pay for that and do that. And mm-hmm. we're dealing with this now. And it doesn't matter whether you had a vacation plan or a big work thing sometimes. Like sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Are you less comfortable in that situation?
Yeah, I'm less comfortable in it. I think I'm at a point in life now where I realize these things happen, especially with a young child. Like mm-hmm. there's no control.
Yeah.
So I'm less comfortable with it. And I have learned to be more flexible and adapt my brain. Like I have to pep talk myself and be like, okay, this is happening. Chill out. Take a deep breath. This is what we need to do to take care of it. So I go from like crazy mode to kind of like trying to structure, or perhaps it's just a control issue.
Yeah.
Control the crazy. And sometimes it's going to be it could be for an hour. It could be for like 3 months. But I think as long as I tell myself in my brain, like, this is just going to be a chaotic season and you have to be more flexible, and maybe there's still structure, but that structure is like hour by hour and not, I get to plan this whole season. And then I think that's how I handle that. But if it's like long term, just chaos, I burn out. Like I shut down and go hide in my closet and eat chips.
What kind of chips? What are the, what's your chip of choice?
Let me think. I like, what's it, kettle cooked chips?
Yeah, yeah, the crunchier.
Yeah, just depends. I like the really crunchy ones.
Is there a certain flavor that you're interested?
Yeah, sour cream and onion, okay. Or salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
Okay. Thank you for asking.
We're speaking of rabbit holes, down the rabbit hole with that one. Yeah. It's interesting because for me, I think that I'm less comfortable in strategic mode.
Like super structured, maybe yeah. that's the right word. Maybe yeah. this is like structure versus fluidity or chaos.
I mean, chaos can seem like a negative. I'm sure to somebody more structured like yeah. you and thought processed like sure. you, chaos can seem negative. But my day-to-day work is that I will have 10 to 15 windows open on my mm-hmm. Tabs open on my window on my computer. I will literally be kind of in the middle of one task and go to another task. Mm-hmm. And that's how I operate. And I write things down. I try and make lists and stuff like that. But like, I think I would be very, very, very uncomfortable going and saying, okay, I have to do this. And this project, like I probably have a little touch of ADHD thing.
Which I have ADHD. So that's a really interesting, I'm diagnosed.
Okay.
ADHD.
I'm not. Yeah. I avoid it.
You're not ready for the, no, for
I don't know what that, I don't know. Specific news. I mean, there's a lot of, I'm like, yeah, that there's things that sound like that, but
yeah, you're an external processor too, though, right? Like you like to process externally. You're very extroverted and
I like energetic. I want to talk it out. I mean, it's hard for me to understand people who don't want to talk it out sometimes. You know, age changes everything, right? As you get older, you learn to give other people grace. You learn that you're just one human and everybody operates in a different space.
Right.
You know, and so you learn a lot as you get older. And so for me, I think that, you know, really systematic way would, I could not come in. I could not have a job where I mean, even when I used to be a high school teacher and I would come in and like, I'd get to work maybe 45 minutes early and I'd be like, okay, what am I going to do today? I mean, I'm sure there's people that are like, you don't know what you're doing the day of. And I'm like, I'll figure it out. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, even for this podcast, you sent me like a 5-paragraph essay on notes for the podcast. And I was like, I'll read them an hour before. Like, I'll be okay.
But you know what? That's okay. You know yourself and you just have to do what works for you. I think it takes all kinds. Like, honestly, if everybody were like me, nothing big would ever get done. I would be like, because you would just sit there and you would think about it and think about it. And then you'd have to go and do everything in the right order, in the right step. And like, I'm not like that all the time, but that's like a normal way for me to function.
Well, and I think with that Enneagram 6, so I'm an Enneagram 8.
You're an 8.
Seems probably
you're a power leader.
Yeah. But I'm definitely like, you know, I think there's a worry there of like, well, what if we start something and we're not doing it right. Like, do you kind of worry about that sometimes? Like,
oh yeah.
For me, I'm like
all the time.
I'll figure it out. Like,
yeah.
I mean, when I got divorced about 5.5 years ago, I didn't have a full-time job when I got divorced. I was working part-time at the Biz Foundry. And I think a lot of people would be like out there hustling, like figuring out like, I need health insurance. I need a full-time job. I have 2 kids. I have a house. I have a car. And I was like, I'll figure it out.
You'll
like,
just figure
it it'll, out. The things will work out the way they are supposed to work out.
There's a benefit to
I probably
that.
Wasn't going to be homeless.
Yeah, probably. Like, I mean, the odds are in my favor.
Right. So,
I think that's, I mean, there's a beneficial, I think it's a skill to be able to wing it. So
is winging it survive, like, are you in constant survival mode if you're winging it?
I think
it?
This is morphed into a couple of things. I think like, A, there's like being strategic about things and then living in survival mode. And I think with that, I mean like stuff that doesn't work and you know it doesn't work and it feels terrible. Mm-hmm. Like you're constantly, you're running the high road to burnout, and that's the survival mode I'm talking about. So like, how can you slow down and be strategic and work through those things and like shift towards something that's more sustainable for your lifestyle? Mm-hmm. And then we're also now talking about like, am I a person that thrives in structure or chaos? Mm-hmm. So there's like sort of two different things. 'Cause I think, you know, chaos is unavoidable first of all, but there's like people that love it and people that don't love it like me. But we need both of those people.
Would
in the
you
world.
Say you're a high energy person? I mean, because I think you're kind of high energy.
You know what? People say that I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I'm not sure actually how I present to other people the whole time. I think I have like, I ride energy in waves.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'm like, woo, ready to go. And sometimes I'm in my closet eating chips, you know, like by myself, can't talk to anybody.
We're going
to
keep talking about these chips in the closet. Yeah.
It's a thing. So I think it depends. And then, you know, I'm introverted.
Yeah.
But I also like being around people. But if I don't get my alone time, my energy
can be very depleted.
Yeah, it can be that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm definitely an extroverted introvert. Like this past weekend, I didn't have any plans. I spent a lot of time alone.
Yeah.
And I know some extroverts that is like, like they are in jail. It's a, such a punishment for them. You know, for me, it was like, okay, I did need that time to recharge my batteries. A lot had been going on. The spring break was the week before. And so it was like, okay, this, I'm going to use this weekend to kind of recharge. And I didn't do much. And it was great. I wasn't in the chaos, but then, you know, Monday comes and it's like chaos back up. And I do thrive in that environment a lot. And you're right. I think people can go kind of, we need both types.
Yeah, we need both types. And then it's just like, I think the two types need to keep each other accountable in a way for society or an organization or a family to function well.
So kind of the other side of this conversation of being in an unhealthy survival mode where life is spinning out of control. Do you have any tips or advice for kind of recognizing when you are in that place and out of control and then what to do when you are?
I feel like that's a big question. I think different personalities, again, will process it differently. For me and just some of my closer friend group, I feel like things just feel really stressful all the time. Like you feel frazzled. You just feel like you feel like you're kind of in fight and flight a lot. And then you just, you keep going. Like you're just at a point where you're surviving and you have to do the next thing and do the next thing. And it's exhausting.
I say a lot treading water.
Yeah. It's like you're treading water and you're kind of like working really hard to keep these balls in the air. But it's not fun. Like it's not fun.
And I feel like I'm pretty self-aware to be like, okay, I don't even know where the shoreline is right now. And I need to know what direction I'm swimming, whether I'm swimming fast, slow, you know, doggy paddle, chaotically. Like, I mean, I'm probably figuratively never going to be a pretty swimmer. Like my life is always going to probably look kind of chaotic to most people, but I got to be moving. Like that's my thing, is I got to be moving in a direction, because when I can feel myself just treading water where I'm just trying to keep my head above water, then I really have to like, okay, I'm
so like you feel stuck.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's really good. So when you recognize, like, I think we all have the signs in our lives where you recognize that. And then I think it's really, really important to stop and make some space. Like, I feel like that's the exception in our culture, because everything moves so fast. Like modern life moves so fast and there's like massive amounts of information coming at you all the time. There's no quiet, there's no stillness. And to make room for that, to figure it out in the times when you're stuck or you feel like you're drowning or whatever, is super, super important. And then like, you know, for me, it's journaling because I'm an internal processor. Maybe for you, it's like talking to a really good friend because you're an external processor. Mm-hmm. But like stopping and being like, whoa, I need to stop and think and process whatever.
Sometimes too, it's not like just stopping and not processing, because if you're kind of an overthinker, that processing can still feel like you're treading water and your head's, you know, like you're not even, you just need to pause.
Yes, period. Just pause. And that's like the first thing I tell, like if I'm talking to a really good friend, I'm like, they're sort of like telling me about everything that's really hard and all this. I'm like, okay, you just need to pause and make room. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't make room, you're not going to be able to have the space to figure out what to do next.
Well, and let me say too, back to this, you know, treading water analogy last episode about you being kind of from the hustle culture. And I think I am too. I'm that hustle personality type. I think sometimes people are like, well, I'm not hustling enough. So clearly, you know, I must just be treading water if I'm not hustling the way it looks to Tiffany or Cindy or whatnot. But I want to say that doggy paddling in a direction is still movement. Mm-hmm. And I think that the way you can kind of take a self temperature with it is, do you feel tired? Do you know when you're treading water, you can do that for a bit of time. And, you know, Michael Phelps could probably do it 10 times longer than I could. But, you know, so there are people who are stronger with that than others. At some point, Michael Phelps is going to get tired. Mm-hmm. At some point, his head's going to go under. And so kind of just recognizing that of like, okay, I'm no closer to anywhere, you know, even if it's not as fast as the way it looks to others. I mean, women are wonderful, amazing at comparing themselves to other women and to the detriment of themselves, of like, well, my, you know, it doesn't look like that, or my treading water or panicking underwater isn't as bad as Cindy's, so I must be okay. No, but if you're tired and you know, life is not going the way you want it to, you get to determine that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm saying a million things.
Please share. No, I think just from listening, you touched on it. It's like, you know what? There are two things that you touched on there. I think A, it's comparison, which is terrible. And that's a broad topic of like why we do. And then our current culture encourages comparison a lot. And then number two, it's like, where are we finding our value? And I think for a lot of women, I know for myself, like this is a really big thing is like, oh, I'm valuable by doing this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And when you can't find your value, like in something solid, when you can't find your value in something that is, you know, specific to you or like
validation from someone or
yes,
something.
And yeah. I believe in God. I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I know that I gain value from my relationship with God and that I'm his creation. And so for
but everybody, that's not always easy just to remember that.
No, of course it's not.
Right.
Like I do not have that all together. Right. That's just like a very easy thing to say and a very hard thing to live.
Yes.
But those two things, like the comparison and then the value, like I think we all need to stop and think about like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. Am I trying to prove my value to somebody? Because when you feel invaluable and you're trying to prove your value, there is no successful completion of that. You cannot prove your value because you're already valuable. Mm-hmm. So you will work yourself to death in any direction.
Yeah. Looking for the validation that isn't going to come.
So that needs to, like, that's when we need to slow down and be like, why am I doing this? Where, like, that's a
big
thing. Well, there's
so many internal factors with things. Mm-hmm. So validation is really an internal factor, but we look so often for the external mm-hmm. factors of validation. And so I'm a huge maybe victim of this is that, well, where does my success, if somebody's not telling me I'm successful, am I successful? If people aren't telling me I'm a good friend, am I a good friend? And that's hard sometimes, but it really truly comes from within of like, okay, well, I know I'm a good friend, but on bad days, I don't know. Or when I'm, you know, struggling and I'm just barely in survival mode. And, you know, I know when I was going through a divorce, I had a really hard time cleaning and having my house cleaned up. And it was like, it was just this like downward spiral of like, you know, I'm struggling with my value and my self-worth. And then I can't even get the motivation to keep and that's, of course, a woman should keep a clean house. That's what a successful woman should look like. And I'm not doing that. And so then it's like, I feel even worse about myself. And then it just, it can be this vicious cycle and this, you know, merry-go-round thing. No. That it's like, where? How do I get off this?
Yeah, I think it goes back to like, A, you are valuable no matter what. You have inherent value, right? Mm-hmm. Your value doesn't change.
Cindy's not saying me personally. She's saying this to everyone listening to the podcast.
I'm saying it to everyone on the podcast. This goes for every human being in the whole land.
Listening, yeah.
Like you have inherent value. Like
just
if
because
you look
you
hot
are.
One day and you look like a hot mess the next day, like I do on a regular basis, like you're not more valuable when you look put together. Yeah. You're not more valuable. Like you have inherent value. Mm-hmm. And then you have to figure out, this is one of those things like, you know, I think everybody needs to slow down and process like, what's your value system? Mm-hmm. Like what, sorry, maybe that's not, you're inherently valuable. The value's there no matter what. And it's like, what are your like things that you come back to that make you know and trust yourself?
Yeah.
What matters to you?
Well, I think sometimes having the people or things around on your bad days, because I'm sure if you don't feel that you don't have value ever, you're lying.
Yeah.
If you question your self-worth and your self-value, never. I think you're probably not honest with yourself. So who are you going to have around you in your circle on those bad days where they can pick you up? And yet you have to learn how to rely on yourself a bit, but everybody's going to have those days where they can't rely on themselves.
You need to have your circle. And then you also need to like, know what the truth is, mm-hmm. right? So on the days like, I have those days I doubt myself a lot. I have like there are days when I'm depressed and I'm like, you know, and on those days I reach out to the people that love me and I know they love me with a pure heart. And then I also have to remind myself what the truth is. Like, you know what? You're having a bad day. That doesn't mean
you know, there's days where you can be hot and you can be a hot mess. Some days when you're hot, you may feel good. And some days when you're a hot mess, you may also feel good. Mm-hmm. And so to me, the thing with that too, is like knowing that sometimes I need to be around people to kind of pick myself up out of those bad days. And sometimes I need to not be around people to pick myself up out of those bad days. And it doesn't make you wrong or less of a person because, you know, it's different days. We are complex humans. And I think women are even, you know, we have a lot of emotions that play into factors on things. And that kind of, you know, makes it more fun, right?
That's one word for it.
It makes it something. We don't know what it is, but
I agree. There's different things on different days. It's just pausing and figuring out what you need.
Yeah.
The pausing can be really hard. Like, that doesn't mean go on social media and scroll Instagram.
No, I actually, I'd reached out to CG England a few years ago and I was like, what do you do when you just don't feel like you can get out of like the funk? And because it's like, okay, you know, I'm going to work every day. I'm trying to, I'm feeling like if I can be successful at work, I can get out of this. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, sometimes I just go to like the park and I get a Diet Coke and I read a magazine. It was like, oh, okay, that seems pretty simple. And it was like, but just, I think knowing those strategic things of like getting sun on your face or, you know, talking to someone or escaping in a movie or whatever, but. And there's a lot of different strategies and there's a million different books out there that you can read about different strategies. But I think really just knowing how to recognize when you're in that place that you don't want to be. Anything else that you think that you want to put out to the world on this topic?
That could be a dangerous question.
I know. I mean,
On this topic. I mean, I'm like, where are we going with this?
Because
I think, let me sum up what I feel like we talked about, because I feel like
this was a lot.
This digressed and we went touch on a lot of big topics.
We did. I feel like we could dive deeper into a lot of them, but
yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's just like taking time to know yourself and then knowing yourself and trusting yourself and living life with the things that matter in the forefront. And that's how you form your days and your habits and everything, and just knowing that might not look the same for everybody. And
I like the word intentional a lot and just living intentionally. And so whatever that looks like, and that's going to be different because we all have different intentions.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I'm picking to do. And I have a strategy with this intention that I have out there. And so how does that look like?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of maybe a bit of a summary of what of the rabbit holes that Cindy and I went down today.
Being intentional about what works.
Yeah.
What works for you and based on who you are and not comparing, and knowing that on all the days, no matter how you feel, your value is the same and you're a valuable human.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
I feel like you want to come talk to me and Cindy, not during the workday because Cindy is working when we're at during the workday.
That's hilarious.
Well, that makes sense.
From the last episode.
The ADHD thing, it makes more sense now because...
Does that make more sense to you now?
Yes, yes. I mean, which maybe I don't, because I can really be like, somebody could interrupt me in the middle of the day and then I might forget for a few hours what I was in the middle of, but I'll come back to it. I'll get to it sometime. And so maybe I don't really have ADHD, but it feels like I'm squirrel. Like I'm a...
Oh, I like a good squirrel.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them in my day.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is why you are now on the other side of the building from me, that far away. So I don't distract. I'm told I have to be on the loud side of the building because I need to...
You're the extroverted side.
Yes. That was our intention with things. So thanks for coming in. I hope listening to this episode that you were able to kind of gain some things about just yourself and what we go through as women. My biggest intention with things is I just don't want people to feel like they're weird, they're alone, they're so abnormal from other women. I think once we talk about things, you realize, I can relate to that. I feel that.
We are all our own personal brand of weird, Tiffany.
That's right.
I don't trust people that say they're completely normal.
No.
I'm hiding.
They're definitely, there's something, there's something in their closet there.
Something off.
And it's not Cindy's chips.
No, those are in my belly.
Oh, well, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, Cindy. I appreciate
Thanks
it. If you
want
to reach out to Cindy, you can definitely find Cindy through me and I will connect you via email. I'm like your gatekeeper.
Yeah, I'm like, get in touch with Tiffany if you want to find me.
Are you on LinkedIn? Like people can find you on LinkedIn?
Maybe? Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. Okay. I'm on Facebook.
Cindy with an S.
Like, yeah, I'm like really not very good at social media, but you can email me, Cindy with an S, .Hankins@gmail.com.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
You can email me.
Cindy.Hankins.
If I don't reply immediately, it's not personal. Then you call Tiffany and be like, where's Cindy? But don't really
don't
do that.
Call
don't
me.
Do that.
I hate, don't call me. It's so funny because I'm like, I feel like I'm a very millennial because I'm like, please don't call me anymore.
What is this phone call? What are they about to say?
You can text me, email me. You can get a hold of me. Slide into my DMs, as the kids say. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I really just hope that you feel like you're connected with this community of Powered by Her by listening. And I appreciate you being here, Cindy.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks. This has been fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. If you want to know more about Powered by Her, head over to poweredbyher.com. Join the community, support the cause, and we'll see you next week.